From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. As of this afternoon, Georgia has eclipsed 100,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. 2,900 deaths have been reported. Of the nearly million Georgians tested for coronavirus, about 10% have received a positive result. Outside of Metro Atlanta, coronavirus cases are also growing rapidly on the Georgia coast and in Stewart County, home to the Stewart Immigration Detention Center. According to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, only about a third of cases in the county are among detainees. And as cases continue to climb in Georgia, GPB's Grant Blankenship reports the growth follows a big shift in just who is getting infected.
Months ago, it was the elderly in nursing homes, workers in tight, crowded quarters, and people in prisons who were driving coronavirus infections. Now it's young people out in the world who are making up the bulk of new Georgia COVID-19 cases. That's definitely true in Macon, where infections have more than doubled in the last week. Dr. Amber Schmidtke at the Mercer University Medical School in Macon has been tracking coronavirus data.
So if I could wave a magic wand, I would probably strategically close certain places that are known to facilitate spread. Definitely bars, restaurants.
Schmidtke also says she'd like masks to be mandatory in public. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has tested positive for COVID-19. After announcing the news on Twitter last night, she appeared on CNN.
We've done all the things that we thought that we should do, and for us to still test positive, I think really speaks to how easily this virus is spread.
Bottoms also announced her husband and one of her four children have tested positive for the virus. Members of Bottoms' staff and the Atlanta fire chief are in self-quarantine pending test results. Georgia's 26 public universities and colleges will mandate campus-wide mask wearing. This after the state university system reversed itself Monday. The University System of Georgia had previously told schools they should strongly encourage masks to be worn. The schools, though, were not allowed to mandate face coverings for their 330,000 students. That despite concerns about COVID-19, the new rules will require masks in classrooms and other academic buildings, but not dormitories or outdoor campus areas where social distancing can be followed. WNBA player and Georgia native Asia Durr is opting out of the upcoming season as she continues to fight COVID-19. Durr announced today she will not be playing for the New York Liberty after contracting the virus last month. Durr has twice been named the best girls player in the state during her time at St. Pius X Catholic High School in Atlanta. For more of today's news, go to gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.